In the strangest reality of them all, CNN actually ran a segment criticizing Elon Musk and big balls.
So this is a 19-year-old high school graduate who has used the unfortunate nickname Big Balls online. He is now working at Musk's behest inside Doge. And we looked into his background. And so we found, you know, several notable things, Aaron, one of which is that this individual has founded multiple companies, including one with another unfortunate name, Tesla.Sexy LLC, which he established in 2021. He would have been around 16 years old.
I somehow doubt these two bitter old women in their late 40s woke up this morning thinking they would be discussing the efficiency of big balls in government. But here we are in 2025, where CNN constantly finds themselves out of their element, convincing their viewers that Doge, the governmental organization named after an internet meme, protecting their tax dollars like a guard dog, is somehow a bad thing.
So now you look at these young men who are now in data and in the private information about maybe hundreds of millions of American citizens as young as 19, the big balls here. I'm curious though, Kara, how well does even Musk know these young men, do you think?
I have no idea. I think there is no vetting whatsoever, as you can see, that's taken place. It took Katie and the really great team. Wired has done an astonishing job here. You know, I could make a joke that's probably why he was hired for all this ridiculous nonsense and other nefarious things.
I love how they have a panel of three old ladies that openly know nothing about Doge, but they still have to try to convince their audience to be against it because it's an evil Elon Musk initiative. As I'm not exactly certain how any of these ladies got their jobs, and I'm not necessarily blaming DEI, but you'd think the editor of Wired, a magazine about technology, would know a bit more about the typical high-level programmer, a teenage male at that. As if she did, she would likely be a bit less shocked to know they named themselves after bulls. And herein lies the problem. These older, out-of-touch NPCs have absolutely nothing in common with the people they're trying to communicate with. They think because a name like Big Balls offends their corporate standards, it's going to somehow impact how anybody in Gen Z judges their performance. And it's the same in politics. These senators are so old they can't even walk up steps without being put in a literal wheelchair. And even congresswomen on the other side are ending up in walkers. Which shouldn't be surprising, as their previous leader was unable to simply ride a bike, let alone walk up a staircase. All these politicians and basically state-sponsored newscasters are well past their expiration date, so no wonder they don't understand this next generation of men that can actually get things done. Because I remember when Trump won the election and Doge was becoming a reality. I used to work as an investigator, so I thought I could contribute. Until I saw the original Doge job posting, stating they wanted a few super IQ revolutionaries willing to work over 80 hours a week. I previously never saw myself past my prime, but I know I can't commit that much time to anything. I got my football league and baseball coming up, trying to learn how to play Fortnite with my nephew, and still crank out a few videos for YouTube. I got some adult responsibilities. But these genius-tier teenagers that haven't even started their careers, with all their energy and outrage at the system that buried them in debt, they're the perfect people to operate Doge and tear down the entire political establishment. And you need some pretty big balls for that. Something that the old crusty corporate NPCs don't have, let alone understand. As the Doge team actually receives sleeping pods as they're working non-stop needing naps on site, discovering all sorts of mismanagement of our tax dollars.
$6 million for tourism in Egypt. Like, Egypt needs help with that. They have the pyramids. $2 million to help the BBC value the diversity of Libyan society. We're bribing the BBC to cover Libya better? Why? $1 million for a gay group in Armenia. There it is. We paid $20 million for Iraqi Sesame Street.
Iftah ya Simsim!
You paid for Bert and Ernie in Baghdad. Weren't we just bombing these people? Now we're paying for their Muppet shows? Do you really think it costs $20 million to produce an episode of Sesame Street? You could hire Tom Cruise to play Oscar the Grouch for that money. Biden paid nearly $5 billion to unnamed foreign sources. Whoever's getting our money is so shady, our government can't even put it in writing. They just call it aid. USAID paid $235 million to the National Democratic Institute. Okay, well, that sounds benign. No, millions of that money went to executive compensation, meaning salaries for all the liberals with no skills.
They've only been at it for about a week, and to be this efficient, I almost expect them to be a bit socially inept. I don't care if their name is Big Balls or a literal Asian racial slur. If they're actually delivering on the promise of creating government efficiency, everything else doesn't bother me. It's just these old news anchors and politicians that are just looking for a reason to shut down Doge. As a corporate media reports, one of Elon's guys had to resign after the Wall Street Journal found old and sensitive tweets. While allegedly an employee from Boston University put out a wanted DOA poster for Elon's team with their full names and images, to which Boston University has now scrubbed him from their website. As this just keeps getting increasingly more extreme, to the point they went from criticizing a username to actually committing felonies. And it's not because they're necessarily angry at any particular thing, they're just aimless NPCs looking for a way to feel useful. As actual journalists like Nick Sorter show us, these anti-Elon types don't even know what they're angry over.
You're holding a sign that says Elon Musk is a Nazi. Can you explain to me why Elon Musk is a Nazi?
I'm not here to answer questions.
You're not here to answer questions? Is somebody paying you to hold this sign here?
Yeah,
I'm sure they are. Deport illegal billionaire immigrants. So now you guys are for deportations, huh? I wouldn't touch me, bro. If you're going to touch me, we're going to have a problem. So I'm allowed to record on the street. So you want to deport Elon Musk for what reason? You want to deport him? So all of a sudden the Democrats are anti-immigrant? You guys have no idea what you're talking about. That's the point. You have no clue what you're advocating for. You hate the guy that is trying to bring transparency to the government. No answers.
Closed doors and in secret. That's called transparency.
Well, we've been doing this for 2 weeks now, and we've already exposed multiple different agencies. What does USAID do? You want to see what USAID does?
You want to do?
And it would be kind of funny if it wasn't for the fact that these people actually vote. It makes sense when these scumbag politicians and newscasters freak out over Elon because they're probably going to get exposed and go broke. But these grown adults are willing to sacrifice their afternoon drawing these posters and then their evenings marching through the street for free for reasons they can't even explain. But I guess Elon's team being named after testicles and a dog meme is reason enough to continue letting these politicians steal their tax dollars. And in light of all that, if you appreciate my concise, lighthearted commentary on the tragic status that is today's reality, hopefully I've earned your subscription and we can chat again soon.